The Seleucid rulers. The Seleucid rulers from 95 BC to 83 BC, part 2. Philip I and Antiochus the 12th. Philip I, Philadelphius, name means brother loving. His birth date is unknown, and his death is possibly after 83 BC. He reigned from 95 to 83 BC, and he had the following brothers. He had Antiochus the 10th, Demetrius the 3rd, and Antiochus the 11th, who is possibly his twin. His father was Antiochus the 8th Griffus. His mother was Tryphena. Now, Philip I was the fourth son of Antiochus the 8th and Tryphena, and he ruled with his brother and possible twin, Antiochus the 11th. Philip I established himself in Antiochia after 92 BC and survived attacks from his younger brother, Demetrius III. His rule ended in 83 BC when the Armenian king, Tigranes II, conquered Syria. In 83 BC, he vanished from written surviving histories. But coins were issued bearing his portrait later by Roman authorities. So then we get to Antiochus the 12th, Dionysius. He's also known as Epiphanes, which means God manifest, Philopater, father loving, and Chalcinius, which is beautiful victor. Another unknown birth, but dies in 84 BC at Cana Gadara. His father was Antiochus the 8th, and his mother was Tryphena. Antiochus the 12th was the fifth son of Antiochus the 8th Griffus and Tryphena. He succeeded his brother Demetrius III Echarus as the separatist ruler of the southern parts of the last remaining Seleucid kingdom, basically Damascus and its surroundings. Initially, Antiochus the 12th gained support from the Ptolemaic forces, and the last Seleucid ruler with any military reputation, even if it was just on a local scale. He made several raids into the territory of the Jewish Hasmonean kings and tried to check the rise of the Nabataean Arabs. The Battle of Cana against the Nabataeans was successful until the young Antiochus the 12th was caught in the battle melee and killed by a Nabataean soldier. Upon his death, the Syrian army fled, with most of them dying in the desert. Soon after, the Nabataeans conquered Damascus. Now we have reached the moment when the Seleucid Empire becomes the pawn of the great powers, namely Tigranes II, or Tigranes the Great of Armenia. I know many of you may not have even heard of Armenia, but this is their moment of glory. He is quite a conqueror. And of course, we have the ever-present shadow of Rome falling over the eastern provinces and eastern territories. With the end of the three weak Seleucids to work their way into the puppet rule area, that would be Seleucus the 7th, Philometor, and Antiochus the 13th, Asiaticus, and Philip the 2nd, Philonomaeus. Those will be the last of 11 generations of Seleucid kings. But we're not done yet, because we have to do Tigranes, and he is fascinating. I mean, the Halley's Comet appeared during his reign, and it appears on his coins. It's quite stunning, to say the least. And these last three, they're for the most part kind of like Romulus Augustulus, when the barbarians took over Italy at the fall of the Roman Empire, or at least the western half of the Roman Empire. It's been a good run. It's been interesting. I mean, these guys fighting over ever-shrinking territory has just been amazing. The women dominating their children, marrying multiples of them in some cases. So we're at the point where we're going to have the man who's going to change everything, but we still have a couple of people to deal with at the end. Now, the sources for this is the same that I've been using: The House of Seleucus by Bevan, The Land of the Elephant King by Cosman, and the Seleucid army by Bar Kokhba. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, check out all the stuff that's in there. And if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.